Welcome to the season finale of Mike's Movie Minute. This is episode number 65, and we are wrapping up the Trilogy Rewind season. And in the Trilogy Rewind, I figure we would go back a little bit further to Back to the Future Part 3. That's right. It came out in 1990. It's just about as long as the other two. And it stars, right at the end of the second movie, Doc Brown gets sent back. And we don't know where he gets sent, but he gets sent somewhere. We find out in episode 3 that he gets sent back and stranded in 1885. And so he's got to travel back in time. So he's got to go to the original dock in 1955 because Marty is stranded in 1955. And he's got to go back to 1885 to save Doc. And with no fuel available for the DeLorean, they have to figure out how to escape the Old West before Doc Brown gets murdered. Eventually they do. They find a way out. And again, we have pretty much the same characters from all the other movies, just kind of taking on different roles. Thomas Wilson took on the role of Buford Mad Dog Tannen, or Biff Tannen as well. So, you know, we had some, this was not as good as the other two. It's really not. It's got its moments, but it's kind of unusual of a movie. It's one of those, I think you either like it or you hate it. Personally, I don't mind it. It's definitely not my favorite out of the three, but I think it does send a really good message that your future is what you want it to be. And that's the whole point of this whole series that Doc was trying to get through, is that your future is who you want it to be. So, giving it 1 out of 10, I'm going to give it Flying Trains or Time Traveling Trains. I'm going to give this movie a 6 out of 10. It's still watchable, but it's not as great as the other ones. And I did kind of do a little bit of look at, you know, what's going to happen in number 4. But both, you know, with Michael J. Fox's declining health and Christopher Lloyd saying that unless it's true to the script, he is not going to be on board for a new one. I don't see it really going on to an episode to a fourth movie, which I'm okay with because I think sometimes some movies just ought to stay in the past like this and just be known for its lore and its pop culture connections as well. So it's a good movie. Not as great as the other two, but it's fun. It's got a lot of Western antics. We find the origin of the clock tower finally, and some other interesting things that take place in this movie when they finally get back to 1985. With all that being said, thank you so much for joining this season of Mike's Movie Minute. Next season, we're going to be talking about, well, you'll just have to find us on Discord or wherever, and you find us on Twitter, then you'll know what the next season of Mike's Movie Minute is going to be. So until then, peace out, everybody. Have fun. Catch you around the bend next time.